This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy the USA, baby. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk later this hour with John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. He does wonders for us, doesn't he, when he talks about all the crazy things happening in the Minnesota legislature, because people that are in our audience from North and South Dakota can go, hey, it's not so bad here.
Yeah, thanks.
We got it pretty good. Yeah.
Help!
One bad bill after another. Tax increases, the blackout bill, legalizing marijuana, paid family leave, and of course we told you earlier about the PRO Act, which is, of course, enshrining abortion until birth into Minnesota law. So it's really a train wreck is what it is. So we'll talk about that a little later on in the program. We're going to start with a conversation with Congressman Ken Buck, the author of Crushed, Big Tech's War on Free Speech. Ted Cruz wrote the foreword for this, endorsed by a whole host of folks, Governor Huckabee, David Horowitz, our guest yesterday, actually, on the program. Congressman Buck, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wondering if, you know, you've got either really good luck and some pretty good timing, you've got some high-powered friends, because you have DirecTV saying goodbye Newsmax, you have the Twitter files, you have all kinds of things that have happened ahead of your publishing crush, the Big Tech's War on Free Speech. There's a lot of examples and some more coming every day, isn't there?
Well, I have to tell you, it's better to be lucky than talented, and this is a great time to write a book about censorship of conservative views. And Elon Musk is doing a great job in exposing what was going on at Twitter before he got there. And what happened to Newsmax is just disgraceful.
It is. It's really just blatant AT&T. We don't like your politics. We'll get rid of you. The arrogance is really amazing. I mean, I'd hoped the Twitter files would stem the tide a little bit on some of this, but it doesn't. I mean, their arrogance knows no limits, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know, one of the problems that we have, and I mentioned in the book some of those solutions to addressing the censorship of conservative speech and really dealing with these monopolies. Stop buying their products, and we have to make sure that people understand. Stop buying AT&T and DirecTV products. And when you do that, you'll have an impact on these companies' bottom line, and that's what they listen to. They aren't going to listen to a bunch of people calling in and saying, you know, shame on you. They're going to listen to people dropping one service and picking up another.
I want to get to the solutions in a moment, but, you know, all of the folks you talk about in the book, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Apple, all have different examples of how they have, you know, conducted their war on free speech. Give me a couple of examples of these for folks that haven't read your book yet, and I hope they do. The book is called Crushed, Big Tech's War on Free Speech, by the way. But how is Google at war on free speech as an example?
Well, we know that in June of 2020, during the presidential election, Google changed their algorithm to benefit Joe Biden and to disadvantage Donald Trump. They changed their algorithm so that if you searched Donald Trump, you would see a negative article after negative article at the top of the search. If you searched Joe Biden, you would see positive article after positive article at the top of the search. And so they are using, you know, 94% of all online searches occur on Google, and they used that monopoly position to impact speech.
So one could argue, I don't know how many searches happened, but a lot of them. And if that was the outcome, they're having an impact on the outcome of an election, a presidential election, couldn't we?
Absolutely. You could argue with all these companies and should argue it, and that's what's so scary, and it's why we need competition. We can change Section 230. It's not going to go to the heart of the issue. What's going to happen is we need 5 or 6 Googles, just like we have 10 different cable news channels or 100 different newspapers around the country. You can look at something in the New York Times and you can look at something in the Wall Street Journal, and they may be very different, but you have a choice as a consumer. You don't have that choice with Google.
Well, I'll come back to that in a minute. How about Facebook? What's the most egregious example of their war on free speech?
Well, I would put Facebook and Twitter in the same category, or the most egregious example is the similar example, and that is the Hunter Biden laptop. They, just a couple of weeks before the election, we knew that Hunter Biden's laptop had been obtained, the information had been obtained. We knew that many of the allegations against him where he was taking money and funneling money, the allegation is at least that he was funneling money to his dad, who was a candidate for president, and the election was just two and a half weeks away. They decided to censor that story. They took it off their platform. Anybody who posted a link to the New York Post article, that post was taken down.
And, of course, in the case of Facebook, they say, what was it again? Mark Zuckerberg claiming that the FBI came to them and said they had some concerns over this, so they only did it temporarily. Wasn't that their lame excuse?
Yeah, temporarily until after the election.
No kidding. How about Amazon? What are they doing?
Well, if you're a conservative author, they have taken down many books from conservative authors. They have a video service. Shelby Steele and his son Eli Steele produced a video called What Killed Michael Brown, concerning the Ferguson shooting by a police officer. And that video was very popular, but it was taken down during Black History Month because it didn't conform with the view of Amazon in that way. The other really important Amazon Apple story is Parler. As soon as Parler is right after January 6th, Apple took Parler off the App Store, and Amazon Web Services took Parler off of the they refused to be the service for Parler and completely took them down as a company. Now, we know that some people used Parler during the January 6th riot in the Capitol. We also know that some people used Facebook and some people used Twitter. Nothing happened to Facebook. Nothing happened to Twitter because they are woke organizations. Parler was taken down because it's a conservative organization.
Why don't these companies have more competition?
Well, you know, it's really fascinating if you look at the history of business in America and around the world. But during the Industrial Revolution, a few really smart, ambitious, hardworking people figured out how to monopolize certain areas of our economy because we were going through such a revolution in the economy. So the Rockefellers monopolized oil, and you've got monopolies in banking and steel and other areas. Congress wrote the Sherman Act in the late 1800s and the Clayton Act in 1913 to address those monopolies and make sure that we had competition and that those companies couldn't discriminate against their competitors. Now, we have a whole new change in our economy. We have e-commerce, we have social media, we have the internet and online searches. And that change in the economy, some really smart, successful people. I'm not taking anything away from Bezos and Zuckerberg and the rest of them. They're incredibly smart and incredibly hardworking. But we can't allow, especially because if you have a monopoly on oil, it's a higher price. It may be disruptive in terms of supply. But if you have a monopoly on information, you can manipulate the marketplace of ideas at a time when people are making decisions about elections.
And what kind of treatment did they get? The Section 230 thing, again, we often hear about. Is that related to competition at all?
Yeah, in some ways it is. These companies are huge, and they don't really care if they get sued or not. They have immunity. The immunity has been extended by the courts far beyond what Congress intended. But the Section 230 has to be amended. The catch-all phrase in Section 230 is otherwise objectionable. Well, you can drive a Mack truck through otherwise objectionable, and on a regular basis, these companies say, well, this is otherwise objectionable, and so they are immunized from anyone suing them. We need to make sure that we don't allow dangerous conduct on the Internet, child pornography, drug dealing, human trafficking. But we have to make sure also that we don't allow these companies to decide what kind of speech they like and what they don't like.
The book is called Crushed, Big Tech's War on Free Speech. More of our conversation with Congressman Ken Buck coming up. By the way, the forward on this by Senator Ted Cruz as well. Lots of great endorsements on the book. It's a good conversation, folks. Got to be aggressive on this. Got to be the lion. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Congressman Ken Buck with us. The book is called Crushed, Big Tech's War on Free Speech. He quotes in this book John Stuart Mill saying, a man who has nothing which he is willing to fight for, nothing which he cares more about than he does about his personal safety, is a miserable creature who has no chance of being free unless made and kept so by the exertions of better men than himself. As long as justice and injustice have not terminated their ever-renewing fight for ascendancy in the affairs of mankind, human beings must be willing, when need is, to do battle for the one against the other. Why'd you use that quote?
Well, first of all, it's one of my favorite quotes. And secondly, part of that quote is at the in Fort Bragg to remind folks who go into Fort Bragg exactly what our military is doing to protect our liberties here at home. But I use that quote in this case because so many people in this country, good, hardworking, conservative, valued people, believe that somebody else will take care of this problem, that somebody else can figure out how to deal with the antitrust issues or the privacy issues or the Section 230 issues, that somebody else is going to create competition in the marketplace. And really the call is for each individual to not use products that discriminate against conservatives.
Yeah, I've never figured this one out. I've never been able to put my arms around this because conservatives have enormous buying power. Right? I mean, the power knows no limits, the buying power conservatives have, yet very few seem willing to use that buying power to say, no, I'm not going to do business with people that I disagree with. I don't know what it is. Maybe some other way conservatism comes in to say, hey, it's the free market and I'm just going to decide, right? I mean, conservatives could solve this. They have the power to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you, if you look at our history, you look at the 1960s in the civil rights movement, the boycotts of racist businesses caused change. And in this situation, if people were to boycott businesses that discriminate against conservative viewpoints, using their monopoly, using their power in the marketplace, those businesses would change. And the left understands that. They go and they have these, banks who won't allow, and many of them, 10, 12, 14 different banks won't allow a gun manufacturer to have an account at their bank. They won't allow a company that is responsible for tracking devices on illegal immigrants to have an account at their bank. We know that left-wing investment companies that invest pension funds for a lot of the states around this country are using their position as investors with companies to get board positions and then make sure that those directors vote for various environmental and social justice issues for the company. So we know the left is using their buying power to move America to the left, business America, and the right just sits on its hands and does nothing.
So you can obviously seek alternatives to the big tech products. Something you can do pretty easily right now would be change your settings, right?
Absolutely. And that's, I think, the most important change that people could make. If you're using Waze or you're using Google Maps, turn it off when you don't need to use GPS to get somewhere. They're tracking every movement you make, and they're selling that information to advertisers. And you're giving that away for free. And frankly, it's just creepy to think that somebody knows when you go to the doctor, when you go to a ball game. And so we really need to make sure that we turn off the tracking devices on the phones.
And all these examples are in the book, by the way. Push the pledge. What is the pledge for America?
Yeah, the pledge is something that I came up with a friend of mine, Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, and it is a pledge not to take donations from these companies. So there are corporate PACs that donate to members of Congress. These companies, in my view, are so antithetical to our conservative values that I won't take money from them, and I have a list of people who have signed the pledge not to take money from them also.
Make your voice heard. Simple as voting. There's plenty of people out there that don't vote. And how do you know who to vote for?
Well, that's really something that's incumbent on each voter. I hold town hall meetings. I hold, in fact, every time I go for a gallon of milk at the supermarket, I am involved in a town hall meeting, because about seven or eight people will come up to me and ask me about a vote that I just took or some other issue. And approach your member of Congress, approach your senator, go to town hall meetings, go to other events, and learn whether they're taking money from big tech, learn whether they're supporting competition bills that would be helpful to make sure that we don't discriminate against conservatives.
Knowing what we know now about the Twitter files and how much, you know, government, law enforcement intervention there was on particular individuals and posts and, you know, a lot of just really creepy stuff, is there anything that's new in Congress to deal with this, to rein this in?
You know, things are so new right now that I haven't seen a lot of those bills. I know that Chairman Kathy McMorris Rodgers on Energy and Commerce is working very hard on Section 230. I know that we will be debating as a Republican conference the best way to go. There's probably a dozen different credible Section 230 bills, and we've got to figure out the best one to protect the American public.
And there is obviously some oversight that's going to happen on some of these committees digging into it. That'll help at least expose more of this, right?
Absolutely. And that's really the primary function that we can use now. Obviously, we can't send bills to the Senate and hope to pass bills with a Democrat Senate controlled by Chuck Schumer. And we won't be able to get a lot of bills signed by President Biden. But what we can do is be able to conduct oversight, expose the double standards, the hypocrisy, the dangerous policies in the Biden administration, and hope that people take that into account in the next presidential election.
It's breathtaking what we've given away to these companies, isn't it?
It is. It is. And in a lot of instances, these companies stole it. But in some instances, we've just been not as vigilant as we should be.
Sort of exchange the convenience of being able to check a post about, you know, friends and family on Facebook for not really paying attention to what you're giving away in the way of, you know, information and your information being used up for ads. It's bad. It's really, really bad. But that's why I'm glad you wrote the book, because this is a roadmap on what you can do about it and how to make a difference and expose it. The book is Crushed, Big Tech's War on Free Speech. Congressman Ken Buck from the 4th Congressional District of Colorado, member of the Freedom Caucus. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Dig into that, folks, a little bit. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Country Fried Steak in Harwood today, scalloped potatoes and ham on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Kevin's favorite, Shepherd's Pie, 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf at MP Avenue, Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Meatloaf on 45th today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, but also the grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA News Update. More fallout in Virginia after a 6-year-old child shot a teacher earlier this month. The Newport News School Board is getting rid of their superintendent, George Parker, after the boy allegedly snuck a gun into an elementary school and shot his teacher. On several occasions that day before the shooting, school officials missed opportunities to disarm the pupil when rumors of the child having a gun were met with inactions. Diane Toscano is the attorney for the victim, Abigail Zverner.
Abby was a cheery young woman with a big heart and loved educating young people. She had a very bright future and a career she loved. Today, she's between surgeries and physical therapy appointments with a career in question.
The Commerce Department released their GDP report Thursday morning. U.S. economic growth cooled slightly to 2.9% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That ends a year of high inflation and rising interest rates. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They got a big auction going on today. Somebody is going to win some extreme detailing truck and SUV exterior protection. It's actually a ceramic protection plan from Extreme Detailing. So you get 5 years of exterior protection with a warranty. Basically, this is like the mother of all detailing, because you got that ceramic protection that is just the gold standard. Now, this is $1,399 for this package. And again, it gets you 5 years of protection from Extreme Detailing Services. They're taking bids right now. Make your bid online. Big Deals page. Click on Big Deals. AM1100theflag.com. AM1090theflag.com. Big Deals. AM1100theflag.com, AM1090theflag.com, and place your bid. Somebody's going to get a bargain today on what's on your mind. I think they close the bidding at 4 o'clock this afternoon, so things will go until then. John Hinderacher, Senator of the American Experiment, is here. He's here to help North Dakotans and South Dakotans realize how good they have it. Because if you had the Minnesota legislature governing you, you would realize things are not good. Things are not good. We talked earlier with the co-executive director for Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life. She gave us a good example, this PRO Act, a freshman representative from this part of the state, Rob Kupek, goes in there and, oh, yeah, I guess the leadership tells me to vote yes, so I'm voting yes on a bill that allows abortion up till birth. And zero parental notification whatsoever. Why would it be, do you think, make any sense to have a child have to notify their parents before having an abortion? No age limit. None of it.
That facilitates child trafficking, sexual trafficking.
Of course it does. It'll take you in there and get an abortion.
If a pimp or a handler can bring their 15, 16-year-old, you know, girl, and not have any questions asked to
they don't
end
care,
the pregnancy.
Kevin. They don't care. They don't care. It's what the abortion
how
lobby wants.
How can you not care about that? And then how does anyone support the people that don't care about that? It's mind-boggling.
Call Rob Kupek and ask him that
Rob,
question.
Come on, man.
651-296-3205. 651-296-3205. Maybe some sense could be talked to. He voted for this in committee, and the vote is tomorrow. But wait, there's more. John Hinderacher here from the Center of the American Experiment. And I mentioned just one piece of legislation. You've got a whole laundry list, don't you?
Well, Scott, the Democrats in the Minnesota legislature are trying to just jam through a whole legislative agenda here in a matter of days and weeks, basically, I think, so that people don't have an opportunity to understand what's in some of these bills. and mount opposition. So another good example of that is the blackout bill. This is a bill to implement Governor Walz's proposal to get all of our electricity from wind and solar by 2040. Now, our analysts here at American Experiment have studied this bill, have done the math, and they've written a 50-page report that's full of charts, graphs, data. Their conclusion is that this proposal will cost ratepayers $313 billion. And I can tell you, Scott, that is a conservative estimate. And it will not give us a reliable grid. We'll have blackouts. We'll have blackouts here in Minnesota after spending $313 billion, which is a completely impossible amount of money. And the thing to understand, Scott, is that Governor Walz and the Democrats in the Minnesota legislature do not have a feasibility study. They don't have a report. They don't even have a cost estimate. They have no idea. They have no reason to think that this is going to work or that this is going to be affordable. And honestly, they just don't care. So in committee, some Republican legislators have proposed amendments that would provide an off-ramp so that if Minnesota, for example, suffers extensive blackouts, well, then the bill gets taken out of effect. Or if electricity bills rise by a certain number of dollars per month, then the bill gets taken out of effect. And all of those amendments got voted down. So the Democrats in the Minnesota legislature are now on record as saying that they are voting for this bill. They have no cost estimate. They have no feasibility study. They have no idea how it's actually going to work. And they are for it, even though it means blackouts, even though it means skyrocketing electricity prices in Minnesota. The Minnesota House of Representatives is going to actually vote on this bill at 3:30 this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. And the consequences, are going to come. You pointed them out well. Reminds me of when they said, we're not going to take any coal from North Dakota. Oh, really? Affordable, reliable coal from North Dakota that gets shipped to Minnesota to allow lion's share of Minnesota to be powered. And they got saved there by a court that said, you can't do that. But the extreme environmentalism in Minnesota knows no bounds, right, John?
Well, unfortunately, that's true. You know, we have the biggest undeveloped mineral resources in the world at northern Minnesota, and the environmentalists won't allow us to develop them. Probably $1 trillion worth of mineral resources that are just sitting there undeveloped. And it's the same thing with energy. They don't care whether the lights go on when you flip the switch. They don't care whether people can heat their homes. And we are just rushing toward disaster.
So I think the most interesting thing you said here is just the process of how they're jamming all these bills. I mean, is it leadership saying, you know, you will vote our way and, you know, damn the torpedoes and we don't care the political cost here? It seems to me that's a little risky politically, isn't it?
Well, I think part of what's going on is opposition is mounting. So, you know, my organization, American Experiment, is leading the charge to stop this crazy energy bill. And we've got a web page. If you go to our website, it's americanexperiment.org/blackout. And we've gotten thousands and thousands of Minnesotans to send emails to their senators and their representatives explaining why this bill is a horrible idea and urging them to vote against it. And I think part of what's going on here, Scott, is that the leadership in the House and Senate and the governor's office, they can't afford to let the facts see the light of day. They can't afford a time for people to get informed on these issues and to make themselves heard. And I think that's why they're trying to jam these bills through before people know what hit them.
Wow. So the strategy here is just flood the pipeline with all this stuff, and then we won't have time for these people to get scared from hearing from their actual constituents about what they ought to do, I guess, right?
I think that's right. I mean, the Senate is probably going to vote sometime next week. The Democrats have a one-vote majority in the Senate. And so, you know, if just one of those Democratic senators sees the light and votes for his constituents instead of for the environmental lobby, the bill could still be stopped. And I think that's what they're trying to avoid.
Let's talk about a couple other things. They're doing the same on tax increases, right?
Scott, this is unbelievable. I mean, here we are. People are leaving Minnesota in droves, just like they're leaving California and New York and Illinois and New Jersey. Same thing. We're on that list because our taxes are unrealistically high. We're not competitive. Our state government wastes way too much money. And what we need here, of course, are lower taxes. But instead, Governor Wald has come out with a proposal to increase our taxes even further by going to a 12.5% top personal income tax rate. If there's anything that would put the last nail in the coffin of Minnesota's economy, that's it. I don't think it's actually going to pass. What I think is going on, Scott, is that there's pressure for tax cuts. I mean, here we have by far the biggest budget in Minnesota history. We've also got a $17.6 billion surplus. And so the obvious question is, well, if we're collecting too much money, why don't we cut taxes? And so there is pressure growing for serious permanent tax cuts. And I think one of the things happening here is that the governor is trying to sideline discussion of tax cuts by putting out a proposal for tax increases so that the debate will be over, well, should we raise our taxes and not should we cut our taxes?
Legalizing marijuana. They're hell-bent on that, huh?
Another horrible idea, absolutely horrible idea. For one thing, you know, the revenue that's supposed to come, oh, we'll tax marijuana, get a bunch of money, it never happens. And the reason it doesn't happen is because marijuana is easy to grow, and once it's legal, people are going to look around and say, well, I can grow marijuana cheaper than that, you know, and not pay the tax on it. That's what happens across the country when people legalize marijuana. And the other thing, Scott, is that this hasn't changed, you know, in the last 60 years. Marijuana is a gateway drug. And if you go to downtown Denver, for example, and walk around, which I don't recommend, you'll see that it is just infested with homeless drug addicts. They're not marijuana smokers. You know, they're addicted to hard drugs, heroin and meth and the like. And if you legalize marijuana and you create that culture and you bring in the people that are making money on it, inevitably what happens is you get expanded hard drug use. And, you know, again, that's what's happened in states that have legalized marijuana, and that's what's going to happen in Minnesota if that legislation goes through.
Last one I want to ask you about is paid family leave.
Yeah, this is a solution looking for a problem. So 80% of Minnesotans who are employed already work for employers that have paid family leave programs of one kind or another. It's a small minority that don't. And they're talking, Scott, about up to 24 weeks of paid leave. Now, I don't know about you, Scott. I can't think offhand of a lot of jobs where you can just walk away for 24 weeks, you know, it's 5-6 months, and then come back and say, here I am, boss, you know, I'm going to pick up where I left off. I mean, it is completely unrealistic. They're going to institute a payroll tax that every worker in Minnesota will pay, apparently for the benefit of this very, very small minority that don't already have paid family leave in some form. And they're going to set up a brand new state bureaucracy to administer a multi-billion dollar fund. It's, you know, here we go again with more massive spending on a problem that just really isn't there.
Unbelievable. Well, folks, pay attention. What how can people make a difference here besides getting to your website and letting their voices be heard?
Well, if you live in Minnesota, the fundamental thing you have to do is reach out to your representative and your senator and tell them what you think about these various proposals. You know, politicians really don't care about people's opinion unless those people are their constituents. If you're their constituent, they really care. And so don't think that your voice doesn't matter. Don't think that your phone call, your email, your letter don't matter. They really do. These people need to hear from our listeners.
Yeah, don't sit on the sidelines. And, you know, for one, state legislators don't hear from folks a lot. So a small amount of people can make a big difference, no doubt about it. John Hinderrocker, Senator of the American Experiment. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
By the way, they're doing good work in North Dakota, Minnesota, and all around the country. Short break. I got to play Joe Biden again. Can you give me a little Kamala Harris?
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. My friend Michael Lindell, he's been busy with that Arizona election court case. Seen what's happening down there? That's going to be a game changer. You following that one at all, Kev?
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona? Yeah. I think it's... Anyway, Mike is hard at it as always. All across the USA, guy never stops. You know where he's at today. He's vying for the Republican National Committee chairmanship.
I like that he's in the fight.
Yeah.
There's no way he's getting the job, but I like that he's in the fight.
You don't think he's getting the job? You've
no.
got him written off?
No. I'm hoping Harmeet Dillon gets it.
Three-way race there, so it should be interesting. Yeah, he doesn't stop. He really doesn't. And I don't think he'd be in a race he doesn't have a chance to win. But who knows? Anyway, I was going to tell you that there's some great deals right now on MyPillow.com. If you go there right now, whether it's bedding, mattresses, mattress toppers, my slippers, footwear, they have great sleepwear. You know, for the bath, towels, wraps, the robes, They have the pet blankets, which are fantastic. We have a few here at the headquarters of What's On Your Mind, as a matter of fact. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You tell them Scott sent you. Get a few of your comments in here before we go today. I got to have one more dose of Kamala Harris before we go. I have Joe Biden for you.
All right, you want it now?
No.
Okay. Right. A little montage of her speaking in California, Monterey Park.
Oh, do you?
After the massacre.
Very nice. Yeah. Here's comments I haven't gotten to yet. Listener, I always thought they should have political baseball cards. What they vote for, what they stand for, right, left, whatever, so people know. Also an idea, every time D.C. does something unconstitutional, we should mail in a copy of the pocket constitution. It'd be awesome to have them receiving bags of them from us. I like how you think. See, this is being a lion. This is engaging. This is getting in the arena. Texas has never elected a teacher to anything. Walls is a perfect example of what you'll get. I see. Okay. Another one. I get a kick out of these videos with these stupid young college girls standing up at speaking engagements like with Ben Shapiro or Steven Crowder. They state in their rebuttals, the fetus is not a living matter, and then forgetting themselves and refer to it as a child and realize they just messed up.
Yeah.
Listener says, if children get abortions without parental consent, the evil Democrats want to hide this crime. No DNA evidence against the perpetrators. By the way, I love my Patriot mobile phone. Good for you. There's somebody who says I'm going to do something about this too. Are you sorry?
Super easy to switch.
T-Mobile, you're not getting it. Verizon, you're not getting it. PatriotMobile.com/flag family.
And, you know, through Patriot Mobile, you can be on any of the big three's towers. So it's a great organization.
Same towers as the big boys use.
Yep.
And you're not sending your money to woke folks. Listener says, unfortunately, the loons rule Minnesota. So even with all the calls, you're merely just whizzing into the ocean. I disagree. If they think politically they're in trouble, they're going to do something very, very different. Do we have a Secretary of Defense in this country?
We do, yes. Lloyd Austin, I believe, is a general that is the head of the Joint Chiefs.
Guests that are here today. I want to thank all of our distinguished guests that are here today, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs,
yep.
Secretary Austin. I want to thank all.
What is he, the Secretary of?
Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yes. You sure about that? Because here's what Joe said later.
The Secretary of State, the Secretary of the military.
Secretary of the military. Are we inventing a new position now? Is that
That's embarrassing.
Is that what we're doing? I forgot. Yeah. He has a habit of this. You know, he's done something similar.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
The Secretary of Defense, who runs that outfit over there. Sounds like he's going to get an oil change, and he's wanting to talk to, you know, the owner of Jiffy Lube, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that runs the outfit over here?
Yeah.
Or gal. Runs the outfit in the case of Jiffy Lube. But they have both. So you got a little Kamala Harris for me?
Yeah. She was speaking at a very somber event with the shootings going on in California. And, you know, just spewing specifics and no word salad at all. Here's a little montage of what she was talking about.
We will always, as a compassionate nation, mourn for the loss and pray for those who survive. We've already had in our country this year already, we're in January, it's estimated over 40 mass killings.
Already. No, we're not.
And tragically, we keep saying the same thing, understanding that to do so is to fully support the Second Amendment, but to understand we need reasonable gun safety laws in our country.
Mm.
California has been courageous as a leader on the issue of smart gun safety laws.
Smart gun safety laws. What's that, take them all?
We also need Congress to act.
And?
Can they do something? Yes. Should they do something? Yes. Will they do something? That is where we all must speak up.
And I have
Brilliant.
To leave now. Thank you for story time.
Brilliant.
Glad you could be at story time. Yeah.
By the way,
understanding that to do so is to fully support the Second Amendment, but understand we need reasonable gun safety laws.
We have reasonable gun safety laws. How about you, enforce those?
Maybe that's why she doesn't sound real confident, man.
Yeah, maybe make the system better and get states to participate.
Listener says, hey, don't forget to mention the Lindell win in Alabama regarding the voting machines announced yesterday. Big news there. Mike is battling. He's battling.
He's never stopped.
Open Phone Friday edition of What's on Your Mind tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.